The reason I first started suspecting something was wrong was effectively my daughter was entitled to 30 hours free nursery care a week, and she attended nursery for 30 hours. But that entitlement is only in term time.
Right.
So I knew that for 14 weeks of the year, there would be a full charge, you see. And I knew that they smoothed it out over the 12 months. So I knew that there was a charge each month. But the charge, my invoice went up from well over 100% from one month to the next in, it was either late 2018 or early, would have been early 2019. And I queried it saying, I think you've missed off the government grant. And they came back and said, no, it's because it's subject to how we're funded by the county council and we flex it over the year, etc., etc. And I thought, okay, get that. But the numbers still didn't add up to me because I knew that effectively over the 12 months I was paying, if you like, the 14 weeks for which we weren't entitled to the government funding. And I worked out what that should be and I worked out what I was paying and I reckoned there was a difference of about £1,000. So I queried it. It turned out effectively that the nursery receives £3.50 per hour for each child that is receiving this funding, but the nursery, their standard charge was £4.85, I think it was. So effectively, they were, in addition to those 14 weeks that I had to pay, they were also adding on £1.35 times 30 hours times the 38 weeks that I was meant to be getting for free.
Right.
So I went back and challenged them and said, well, that's not 30 hours for free, which is the entitlement. Effectively, you're using the government funding to subsidise your full rate, and that's against the regulations. And as I say, every single time I challenged it, they came back and said, no, it's not a subsidy, etc., etc. Which, as I say, that was why I ended up going to the Ombudsman, and they agreed that effectively it was a subsidy, which was against the government regulations.
As you touched on there, this could help out a lot of people.
Absolutely, yes. And, you know, I never set out to with that in mind, but I'm delighted that if other households should be refunded, that they will be refunded, and moving forward, that nurseries need to act in accordance with, you know, the funding arrangements. There were moments when I thought, is it worth it? But occasionally I'm like a dog with a bone and I don't let go. It became a point of principle, to be honest, as well as wanting someone to assure me I wasn't going crazy and that I was right.